Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Abe Bowling. Good to be with you. Today's Friday. We made it. Got a couple of days of relaxing a little bit. Some of you will still be working. You people are my people. I do like to relax on the weekend, but I still work every weekend. I can't help myself. So today's episode sponsored by Hawksoft.
We actually decided to go to Hawksoft because we kind of got word of mouth of just you guys seem to be taking over as far as rocking the insurance field, really. Our prior system, we kind of lost the family connection as far as we wanted somebody to be able to answer the phone and be able to get answers or solutions to kind of our quirks and figuring the system out. And we had a lot of lack of communication with our prior software, and you guys just kind of took the ropes in. And, you know, whether it's chat or email or phone or whatever, you can always get somebody online and somebody to help you out.
Absolutely. We love those folks over at Hawksoft. If you have not given them a shot, you really should. I think you will be very happy. They're the only agency management system with a 97% recommendation rate. Go over to theinsurancestream.com, check on services for your agency, and then click on agency management system, and they will hook you up with Hawksoft right there. So on today's 5-minute daily insurance meditation, we're starting a 3-part series, avoiding employee theft in your agency. It's a big one, right? So we're going to talk about the elements of employee theft, like what usually exists for employee theft to take place. The very first thing, they call it the fraud triangle. It's got 3 parts. We're going to cover one each day for the next 3 days, today being day 1, is opportunity. So one possible reason for somebody to commit occupational fraud, which is fraud inside your agency, is that an opportunity exists. It's normally due to weak controls, total lack of controls, or someone finding a way to mitigate existing controls. If there is no opportunity to commit fraud, the chances of someone doing it are greatly reduced. However, there are obviously no absolute guarantees. In many small agencies, opportunities exist due to lack of controls and oversight, lack of a checks and balances system. The situation is quite common when one individual or a small group of individuals oversee many different functions inside of your agency with no segregation of duties. The lack of segregation usually decreases as the number of employees grows, but, you know, you always have that potential for more than one employee. If you have a couple of employees doing all your bookkeeping or all of your, you know, payables or receivables or something like that, collusion could exist there. So whenever there is an opportunity for an employee to take advantage of a weakness in your agency's system for personal gain, the possibility of occupational fraud exists. Personal gain is not the only motive or asset for misappropriations. Personal gain can also be aimed at receiving a promotion, getting more favorable treatment than others, trying to gain job stability. Whatever the reason for occupational fraud, it's costly to agencies. We normally only hear about large amounts of money being embezzled. This only touches the surface. What is actually embezzled from business is many situations are either never discovered or never reported. It's safe to assume that if you asked any of your business associates if they knew of a business that employee theft occurred in, many would be able to tell you a story or two. Think of the many opportunities presented daily for someone to deceive an agency owner. One would be an in-house bookkeeper who handles all the accounts receivables, all the account payables, your payroll, reconciles your monthly bank statements. They have total control over the entire financial system from the beginning to the end. An hourly employee who submits a timesheet with no approval. Somebody who maybe is, you know, getting bids for your agency to do some kind of project, and they award a contract with no competing bids. Employee being paid for expense reimbursements with little or no documentation. So all of those situations and hundreds of others have one thing in common: lack of control and oversight. If an employee is intent upon committing occupational fraud and sees a lack of controls, that employee might well seize upon the opportunity. Without proper controls and oversight, fraud might not be discovered, or it could be discovered months or years later when you finally realize that something went wrong. Most cases of fraud are revealed through tips, but frequently it's discovered simply by accident, such as you start receiving phone calls from your carriers that policies have not been paid. Customers start calling saying that they are receiving notices of cancellation for policies that they've paid through your office. But it could be a lot more complex than that. You really have to be getting in there and, auditing things yourself. You have to look through and know exactly what's happening in your trust account, exactly what's happening in your operations account. You got to be reviewing your payroll reports. You don't have to do it constantly, but you definitely need to do it. So warning signs should never be overlooked. Warning signs are alerts. The smallest red flag that is ignored might very well be the warning that should have tipped you off. If all is well, then being overly cautious does no harm. So this covers the opportunity. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about motive or pressure. And this has been your 5-Minute Daily Insurance Meditation.